This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is $7, up 7 1/4. March is 7.03 3/4, up 6 1/2. Soft December wheat is 6.53, up 6 3/4. In March, 6.63 3/4, up 6 3/4. December corn, 4.53 3/4, up 2 3/4. July, 4.81 1/2, up 2 3/4. November soybeans, 13.10 3/4, down 4 1/2. July, 12.68 1/2, down 2. October soybean meal, 4.12.40, down $1. October soybean oil, 42, down 9. October live cattle, 126.75, up 80. September feeders, 157.40, up 30. October lean hogs are 90.05, and they are unchanged on the day.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
A very quiet start to this week.
Yeah, a little easier in the overnight trade. We've turned a little bit mixed here, and no real big feature on news right at the moment here. I mean, continue to hear yield reports and continue to be the same. Pleasantly surprised from earlier stuff coming out. This afternoon, we'll see what the harvest price pace shows. We expect corn being anywhere from 7 to 9% complete as a nation, beans 2 to 3%. But, yield reports is going to kind of be the dominant factor here as we try to get a handle on what type of production prospects are looming as here as we move into this fall.
Have there been enough pleasant surprises yet to make one think that USDA will further increase yields and or carry over for the end of the next year?
Well, the carryout number is probably going to stay unchanged, for say. What they'll do is adjust harvested acres, adjust yield, adjust demand. I think they're pretty well locked in on carryout for now where they want to be. We'll see how the supply-demand balance sheet unfolds as we go into this winter. But for the most part, it's going to be a little bit of bullish news, a little bit of bearish news, create some ups and downs. Market's a little oversold here. We're due to be up today and maybe tonight in the corn and the wheat. A lot of spread activity, a lot of selling beans, buying corn, selling beans, buying wheat, unwinding of that spread here in the short term. So it's going to be a lot of zigging and zagging.
Does the August low on the December corn chart hold this week?
I would think we'll hold through the first part of the week. We've got a little hook reversal taking place here, kind of down here, like you said, near those August lows. It warrants maybe a move back up towards maybe that 460 area. But to get much higher than that, we're going to need some reversal of fortune on some of these yield reports or some demand coming at us here fairly quickly.
We did get a little bit of demand out of Mexico this morning. That was one small positive note.
Well, it's a function of the market here is to move lower and kind of seek out this demand. But it's no great secret that we got a decent harvest in front of us, and producers not sold up, so there's no urgency to step up and be a big buyer here as we move into the early part of harvest. Seasonally and typically, we see some harvest lows by Columbus Day, and that's still a little ways away yet. We feel we'll carve out a fall low here and try the upside here as we move into early winter.
It may be that the bigger taffy pull is on the basis side because producers, they're not going to let it go at 450 or thereabouts, and users are not bought up.
Well, it's going to be the big challenge, tug of war there between the two. End user's empty. He's going to have to gather some inventory. He's not in no hurry right now. Basis has dropped fairly aggressively, and it's going to continue to be weak here for a little while. This is the function. We do have grain coming in, and there's some being sold across the scale to take advantage of some early premium here. We feel once we get halfway through harvest, we'll have the basis in a situation where we can start the healing process. And that doesn't mean we're going to go sharply higher by all means on flat price, but we feel basis will do the seasonal up in value as we move into mid-December. We're concerned about values after the first of the year, because producers will need some money. I don't know if they want to, you know, store this crop clear into the next growing season.
Let's turn our attention to soybeans, where it appears traders think whatever rain we got last week did a whole lot of good.
Yeah, we had 4 or 5 bushels probably. there's still a few green beans out there that might have helped them, but the rain event is starting to get behind us. The frost freeze events, you know, we look fairly good into first part of October here, so that's starting to get behind us a little bit. So weather is, you know, if it's going to be a factor, it's going to be a harvest delay factor. You know, if that's going to be a weather market we see, that'd be the one to watch. But the key is to watch Asia here, see how aggressive they get on getting some additional supplies between now and March. We've got the world market between now and then. After March, if you look at the futures price, it's pretty obvious that a lot of the world's going to the southern hemisphere. So that's going to be the main theme here as we go through late fall, early winter.
I would think export inspections this afternoon ought to be pretty strong this morning, actually.
Well, it's not going to be real strong. We've not had a lot of harvest to get a large quantity of beans into the pipeline and loaded just yet. You know, there's still ships waiting. There mm-hmm. always has been and always will be. Whenever you're empty, you'll have ships waiting to load up. So we'll see what those numbers are. We'll see these shipments and sales numbers get more aggressive here as we move into mid-October.
The lower we drift in soybeans, the less likelihood that 1410 is invaded to the upside?
Well, we kind of feel it's a wild swinging market, and no more than everybody get bearish here, move under 13 down to 1280. What we could see is maybe weather concerns in the southern hemisphere, reports maybe not as much acreage in the southern hemisphere, and that would be the case. Mm-hmm. We have another shot running back to the upside. And take out that 1410 area.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, hard red winter wheat, 698 3/4, up 6. That's the December. The March is 702 3/4, up 5.5. December soft wheat is 654 1/4, up 8. The March is 665, up 8. December corn, 453 3/4, up 2 3/4. July, 481 1/2, up 2 3/4. November soybeans, 1311 1/2, down 3 3/4. July, 1268 1/4, down 2 1/4. October soybean meals, 412.80, down 60. October soybean oil, 41.92, down 17. October live cattle, 126.75, up 80. September feeders, 157.40, up 30. And October lean hogs are 90.05. They are unchanged. Hey, do you Twitter? If you do, you can catch my tweets at David A. Dickey. That's at David A. D-I-C-K-E-Y. We tweeted a little bit this morning about the weather. We hope that you will subscribe. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.